Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, the next bill on the limbo list is Committee Substitute House Bill 876. And at this time, I move that the House concur in the Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 876, State Affairs Amendment, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute, House Bill 876, Finance, and recommend the members vote yes.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The main question I have right now about this particular bill is the effective date. Why should it take effect immediately when federal monies don't come to us till October 1st? It seems to me that we should wait a little bit before people begin divvying up the $20 million and then give themselves a little time as to what is truly needed by the departments.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, after the clerk reads the bill, I do want to speak to it. I think the clerk.
Yes, will the clerk please read the bill? Thank you, Representative Rogers.
Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 876 by the Finance Committee entitled An Act Providing for a Federal Budget Impact Fund and Providing for an Effective Date.
Representative Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I oppose concurring in this. I think the House version of the bill was superior for a few reasons. One is that the House version would have had non-state agencies, non-state organizations, submit their requests for funding to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, who'd prepare a list and of these groups that are subject to termination or curtailment, and then the department would submit that to the governor with other information. The Senate version has all the requests submitted directly to the governor, perhaps a little less coordination on the non-state agencies. Secondly, the House version said that the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee should review the requests. Even though, you know, we were given this $20 million to the governor to parcel out, the legislature had some review of it. Budget and Audit would review the requests. Within 45 days, they'd submit the recommended list to the governor, and then the governor could go ahead and do it. He could authorize it even without the LBNA approval. The Senate version just allows the governor to do it. Thirdly, the House version of the bill applied only to fiscal years 82 and 83. The Senate doesn't have that. And there is one good addition, I think, the Senate version, which is how you make the grants to unincorporated communities, that it follows 3705-317. Mr. Speaker, that would be a problem if Senate Bill 180 passes. The Senate version wouldn't work to unincorporated communities. So for that reason, I do believe the bill should go to conference, and I'd urge members to vote no.
Are you ready for the question? Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, I've had some difficulty with this program all along, and especially now. I think that the concerns outlined by Representative Rogers are very good ones. We are writing a blank check to the governor. He can use the fund based on criteria he develops, and he'll consult with other people. And then he shall authorize expenditures from the fund for grants to state and other agencies. So that means he can do whatever he wants with it. I think that also means that the people who receive the funds don't have to have experienced a shortfall in federal funds. I think he can. Now that's what we're saying that this fund is for. But I think we're allowing the governor to spend it on anything that he chooses. And that may really go against some of the purposes that I think people in this body had in mind when they thought about agencies or other organizations that may have been expecting federal funds and then find out that they couldn't get them. This goes quite a bit further than that, and I suggest that we vote no on the report and put this into a conference and get back to what we originally had in mind.
Representative Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also recommend that we vote no on the report. In fact, I was kind of surprised at the recommendation of the Majority Leader. One of the things that we debated on the floor of the House here just several weeks ago was legislative control over this $20 million that we're going to give to the governor. And in fact, we adopted an amendment on the floor of the House that would give the legislature better oversight and better control of that money instead of just handing $20 million to the executive and going home and not knowing what's happening until next year. I really think we should go to Conference Committee and try to work out some of the differences between the two bills.
Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House concur in Senate amendments to Committee Substitute for House Bill 876, State Affairs Amended, thus adopting Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill 876, Finance. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 10 yeas, 24 nays.
So the House has failed to concur in Senate amendments to committee substitute for House Bill 876, State Affairs amended. Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, we've got another bill that we need to get a conference going on. Senate Bill 256 is in the file. Senate has appointed a conference. At this time, I move that the House recede from our amendments to Senate Bill 256 and recommend the members vote no.
Are you ready for the question? Clerk, please read the bill.
Senate Bill number 256 by Senators Parr and Ziegler, entitled An Act Repealing the Requirement That the Person Managing or Administering an Alaska Pioneer's Home Be a Licensed Nursing Home Administrator and Providing for an Effective Date.
Question, are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House recede from its amendments to Senate Bill 256? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 2 yeas, 31 nays.
So the House has failed to recede from its amendments to Senate Bill 256. Will the House please stand at ease? This time, I'm going to appoint a conference committee for Senate Bill 256, consisting of Representative Cato, Chairman, Representative Martin, Representative Duncan. Representative Hofford, under unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, under unfinished business, we have another item that's, I guess, unofficially in the limbo file. It's certainly in limbo, and that is that we sent a committee substitute for Senate Bill 750, Labor and Commerce, back to the Senate based on their use of a combined motion in rescinding and failing. And at the time, we requested an opinion from legislative affairs attorneys. That opinion came back that the objection, although it might have been well taken, really doesn't have any effect on the legislation. And the other body apparently intends to take no action on the legislation. So at this time, I would move that the House rescind our action in sending committee substitute for Senate Bill 750 back to the Senate, thus requesting the return of Senate Bill 750 from the Senate to the House for action.
I ask
unanimous consent.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcements? Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Finance will meet at 8:30 to continue its hearing on House Bill number, I think, 643 on appropriations.
Representative Metcalf.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. The State Affairs Committee tomorrow, after session is over, will take up Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 621, State Affairs, and Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 704, State Affairs.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow, after the session is over, the Judiciary Committee will meet to once again deliberate on the insanity plea. This is Senate Bill 535.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, the Conference Committee on House Bill 9 will meet at 8 o'clock in the morning at the Governor's Conference Room, and I believe the Bonds meeting is 9 a.m. in either Senate or House Finance. I'm not sure which.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Conference Committee for Senate Bill 357, Public Assistance, will be holding a hearing 9 a.m. tomorrow in Senator Parr's office.
For the information of the body, it's the intention to reconvene at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and break from noon to 1:15 and then reconvene and continue the session till approximately 6 p.m. Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 7:45, there will be a majority coalition caucus in the Speaker's chambers.
Further announcements? Representative Miller.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I've been asked to remind members that Wednesday morning, this coming Wednesday morning, will be a governor's prayer breakfast. That'll be at 7 a.m. At the Baranoff, and tickets continue to be available for legislators at the governor's office.
Other announcements? Representative Sutcliffe.
Mr. Speaker, either within the knees or maybe the majority leader can answer the question on Senate Bill or House Bill 750 that he was referring to that we brought back here. He didn't state what the bill was. I have a feeling I know what it is, but if you would, please.
Representative Rogers, do you have the title?
Mr. Speaker, I believe it has to do with deregulation of interest rates.
Representative Hofford.
Yeah, the title is an act relating to interest rates and providing for an effective date.
Are there further announcements?
Speaker.
Representative Zaroff.
Just on a happy note there, that from the announcement this morning, my son does have a companion going north this morning, or tomorrow morning.
Male or female?
It's a male.
Are there further announcements? Special orders?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like the privilege of the floor to concerning the news coverage of the legislature.
You have the floor, Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, today is the last day that the televised coverage of the legislature is officially funded, though there seem to be considerations around it that there may be money available. Mr. Speaker, I think that in the closing days, and we've been through this twice now, on closing days of this legislature, I think that there's a lot of business going on, a lot of important business, and I believe that the people should have the right to see what's going on through the news medium that's principally used. I think that this body can make a decision next year as to what form of coverage there should be, but I would urge the Legislative Council or either the Legislative Council fund the TV coverage for the remainder of this session, or that funds which otherwise would lapse from the House leadership account or other accounts be used to fund televised coverage of the rest of this legislature. Mr. Speaker, while some say that it's an advantage for incumbents or an advantage for one caucus or another caucus or one political philosophy or another, I think the biggest advantage is for the people and for knowledge of what's going on down here. There's been so much secrecy around here, primarily, I think, on the other side, that anything we can do to put a little more of that out in the open, I think, should be encouraged. I would certainly urge anyone who has the ability to commit funds to continue that coverage.
Are there further special orders? Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.